In this bulletin, 4 COVID deaths in New South Wales and 294 cases as students return to on-campus classes. 1,461 new cases in Victoria and 7 deaths. And in football, a leaked memo by Tennis Australia reveals unvaccinated players will seemingly be allowed to compete at the Australian Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. All student year groups have returned to New South Wales classrooms for face-to-face learning, despite some schools being closed for deep cleaning after COVID-19 cases. Kindergarten, Year 1 and Year 12 students went back to school last week, and the remaining pupils returned to classrooms today. New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet says there'll be challenges along the way.
I particularly want to thank the teachers today. Right across our state. The vaccination rate has been significant. Over 95% of teachers have been vaccinated, and that's ensured that we've been able to open our schools safely. And I know for many parents and many children across the state today, there's a lot of excitement, but I know many are also anxious, and there will be challenges along the way. But it was incredibly important from a state's perspective that we got kids back in the classroom as quickly as possible, as safely as possible.
There are 474 people with COVID in hospital in New South Wales, and of those, 116 are in intensive care. Victoria has recorded 1,461 new COVID-19 cases and another 7 deaths. The latest deaths take the toll from the current outbreak to 230. About 74% of Victorians aged 16 and over are now fully vaccinated. The Nationals leader Barnaby Joyce says his party has secured a better deal for rural and regional Australia in giving its conditional agreement to stronger climate goals. After a week of internal wrangling, Nationals MPs have announced that they would give their in-principle support to a government commitment to reach net zero emissions by 2050. But the Nationals won't reveal what conditions they've put on the government and wouldn't confirm if they've asked for an extra cabinet position. Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce says the Nationals have ensured that regional Australia won't be left behind in the formulation of climate policy.
We are making sure that as we go forward, that the people of regional Australia are in a better position than the terms and the process that were initially delivered to us. We are in support of a process going forward that would go towards a 2050 emissions target. Obviously, that's dependent upon what we see in the Cabinet submission, reflecting the conversations and the agreements between myself and the Prime Minister.
The Prime Minister has welcomed the announcement. The National submission will go to Cabinet this week, and final approval will clear the way for Scott Morrison to make a formal pledge when he heads to Glasgow for the Climate Change Summit later this week. Police in Western Australia say they want to find out more about a car which was spotted leaving a campsite around the same time missing 4-year-old Cleo Smith vanished. Cleo and her family were on a holiday north of Carnarvon when she disappeared in the early hours of Saturday, October the 16th. Police are now appealing for anyone with CCTV or dash cam footage recorded between 6 p.m. on Friday the 15th of October and 6 p.m. the following Sunday to come forward. Detective Superintendent Rod Wild says the fact that they found no trace of Cleo leads them to believe that she was taken by someone unknown.
The fact that the search has gone on for this period of time when we haven't been able to locate her, we would imagine that we would locate her given the amount of resources and the detailed search that's taken place. That leads us to believe that she was taken from the tent.
The WA government has offered a $1 million reward for information resulting in finding Cleo. Unvaccinated players will seemingly be allowed to compete at next year's Australian Open. A leaked email from Tennis Australia to the WTA Players Council has revealed unvaccinated players must still endure 14 days quarantine in a hotel. Tennis journalist Ben Rothenberg has told Nine News the purpose of the email was to give clarity to the players.
Yeah, it was only within the last 90 minutes or so, I think they would have gotten this email. And it's from the WTA Players Council to the WTA players and some other WTA constituents, I believe, would have received it as well. And it was trying to give clarity to the WTA players about what they're hearing from Tennis Australia. And what they're hearing, I think, is a great picture for vaccinated players who wouldn't have to do any sort of quarantine upon arrival, and probably a more permissive picture for unvaccinated players as well than we've been hearing, certainly from the presentation side of the Victorian government.
And now a look at today's weather. Perth, showers and 20. Adelaide, sunny and 22. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 15. Hobart, a shower or two clearing and 14. Canberra, partly cloudy, 18. Wollongong, a possible shower, 19. Sydney, partly cloudy, 22. Newcastle, similar conditions, 25. Brisbane, showers and a possible storm, 28. Cairns, partly cloudy, 32. And Darwin, similar forecast and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.